I still can't imagine in my mind your life in the mid-1990s. You had to be on top of the world. You were very successful in television, married to the love of your life, Jay Monahan, two lovely children, and then cancer shows up in your life. What happened?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot because I've been trying to write a book about my life because it's been so unexpected and so extraordinary and so crazy in many ways. And I've been thinking a lot about that period of my life, Bill. It was 1997. I was the co-anchor of the Today Show, a job I never imagined I would get. It was going well. I had I guess at the time, Ellie was 5 and Carrie was 1. And suddenly, out of the blue, it seemed, I got a call at NBC after the Today Show, and it was our nanny saying, Nuala, saying, Jay's doubled over in pain, and I don't know what to do. And I remember saying, have him go to the doctor. And like so many healthy, seemingly healthy 41-year-old men, he didn't have a doctor. He had recently moved to New York. And I think there's something about men, I think because women have to go to the OBGYN, they're automatically a part of the medical system. But for so many men, they just ignore their health. And
that's why women are so helpful, because women often agitate and remind quite often.
Right, so, right. Yeah. And so, but Jay was, I don't think, an anomaly in that department.
No.
So he went to my doctor, and sure enough, he had a tumor the size of an orange that was completely obstructing his colon. And I always think this phase of my life, or this moment in my life, was instantaneously divided into BC and AC, before cancer and after cancer.